Aloha, I'm Reverend Cindy Paulus. I wanted to talk about something that's been on my mind a lot lately. And that is how we can be an instrument. Of course, we think of St. Francis's prayer, which was not written by St. Francis, but certainly was done in honor of him. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. That is a classic one, right? I happen to love music. I've devoted most of my life to music and most of my life, first and foremost, to God. And I get up in the morning very early every day, have been doing this for decades and decades and decades. And I go outside at about, well, this morning it was 3:33. Sometimes it's 3:45, sometimes it's 4 o'clock. I don't set off an alarm. I just wait for spirit to wake me up. And I go outside and I look up at the stars. Some days it's cloudy. Some days there's a full moon. But I always like to connect with that universal energy that's out there. And I just pause and allow what's out there to come through me. And I also then go in and meditate, and I ask to be open to be an instrument for the words to come through me as well, because I write every day after I meditate. And it's an amazing process, because after having done this for decades upon decades, I still find sometimes I am not 100% clear as to where those words are coming from. And I've learned to not question or necessarily put a name on it. I probably could say I'm channeling some some being out there, but I wouldn't be telling the truth. I understand people can easily respect words that come from some 2,000-year-old being that with a name on it, rather than just I'm just writing down what comes through me. But I have to say, what comes through me is always for my benefit, and it's been a wonderful teaching tool for me. And I take it, and I have learned over all these years to write it down, to use it in some way, trust that spirit of where it's supposed to go, how it's supposed to be used. I post every day on social media, mainly Facebook and then to Instagram. I don't do Twitter much anymore. I used to. And I don't do TikTok. I just basically do those two social media places. And then the ones that stand out, I record, and I may put music with them and then make a CD out of that. And I'm just working on my 14th CD. I guess about 8 of them have been spoken word CDs. And it's interesting how you find a way to use what you use. I feel in many ways I've been limited because I don't play a musical instrument really, and I don't really have the ability to have a private studio. I just do with what I can do in my home and then take it and send it off to a studio. But if you are asking and trusting that you become an instrument, then you have to allow that energy to move through you in certain ways where you honor it. And that keeps that flow of energy out there, because when we receive these things, it is for our own benefit. We could keep it to ourselves, but it also has been shown to me over the years that it's good to share this energy. I really never know how people are going to react to things that I put out there. I'm shocked sometimes that some people really, really like something that I thought was kind of nothing. And I may have something I really love that it doesn't necessarily get relatable to other people. I mean, that is an important lesson for me, too. I don't know. But somehow it works out. This is a poem and a message that came to me this morning that I want to go into. Maybe do a meditation with here. You ask to be an instrument. of the Creator's love, divine, and to let the Spirit move through you in your life. What instrument would you wish to be? There are so many different ways to allow the energy to pray and play through the cosmic chalice as a beautiful Hawaiian lay. What would you tune into? What energy would you receive to express what you perceive from that universal symphony? There are so many heavenly instruments if we listen close to hear, to all the frequencies of energy and the music of the spheres. Oh, all you precious instruments of light, all those who play songs so divine, I honor the blessings you bring, and I thank you for listening to that spirit that's received. And we thank the great conductor for bringing us to be a part of the one heart and soul of this cosmic symphony. Now, that brings up a couple of things in there, right? I say in there, you know, to be a chalice. And I do like to think of that as like, how finely tuned are we to what we're receiving? How do we hold that focus? How do we maintain that light? How do we bring it from that highest point within us out and down and through so that it will resonate with the pure frequency from which it was received? I've worked in radio for, oh gosh, a long, long, long time. And it's frequencies, it's energies, it's receiving and it's transmitting. It's fascinating to me how we receive and how we transmit. And a lot of us has to be aware. We have to be aware of how we are finely tuned and what we are tuned to, how we receive it as an instrument, and how we send it out. This is an amazing process that I see happening, that I've been working with my entire life, you know. So let's go into a meditation and see how that feels. Let's take a couple of wonderful deep breaths, breathing in and holding and receiving energy, attuning to a higher self, and letting that energy pour through us, down us, out, out, out. Breathing in that energy, going up to our very highest chakra, and coming down, 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 and through us, and out. Breathing in, holding, and breathing out, and just allowing now this light to let's protect ourselves, put ourselves in a perfect shell of lovely white light. Sending that light up, 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 up. Ooh, that felt good. And down and through us and out below us and to either left and right side of us and in front of us and behind us till we are completely in a shell, an armor of wonderful white protective light. And feel comfortable and safe in this energy as we share and open ourselves up to going to that place where we can receive the energy to be an instrument of God's light and love. And that would mean going deep inside and going to that place within, deep, deep, deeper within, to your heart and soul, and just allowing yourself being attuned to the energy frequencies in this beautiful place within. I call it sometimes the golden room, just being present in this room with the energy of your soul. And breathe here, a little different energy of the air coming in. And spreading throughout the room here, this golden room, and breathing out and releasing anything and just be in that presence, that divine heavenly presence right here and right now. And be in tune with the frequencies and the energy fields of this presence. So you are in harmony right now and right here in this presence. Let it spread throughout all of your cells and your mind, your body, your heart, your soul. Breathing it in and out and just getting comfortable with the energy frequency of your soul here. What are you aware of while you're here in the presence of spirit, that spirit within your soul? Do a little scan, allow yourself to be aware of how you feel. And allow yourself to feel good right here and right now. Feel 100% good. And tune into that highest energy from the one source, the great conductor that is able to connect to that creative source of all. And receive the energy of that wonderful source and resource within, that you can connect with that energy that is part of the conductor, that allows you to play as an instrument of God's light and love. And just be still. And know that you are an instrument of God's light and love. Allow yourself to receive what you need to bring that into your consciousness right now. And bring it in, let it balance everything that may need balancing in your body, anything that might need healing. Let it come in the grace to heal what needs to be healed right now. To reveal what needs to be revealed right now. And allow yourself to be bathed in this energy and slowly come out of meditation, remembering what energy this is that you can share with others. Breathing in and breathing out. And getting comfortable and thanking that inner part of you, that soul, for being present here with you, to allow you to be present with that energy and to be attuned to that gift that is the spirit that plays through you. I thank you so much for being there, for being present. God bless you with love always.